Number 113 from September of 2015, a distribution problem. Whoever it is that's praying for rain out there, you can stop now. We have had rainstorms and flooding here in central Indiana of almost biblical proportions this spring and summer. I've had to park the car on the hill at the end of the driveway several times and put my hip waders on to get down the lane, otherwise I'd be flooded in and could not get to work. The cows have been slogging through knee-deep water in the front pasture since May. They can graze and get a drink of water at the same time now. 2 weeks ago, I was going for my daily walk, and there was a good-sized turtle in the lawn along the driveway. When I got to the county road, there was a crawdad walking along on the pavement. That's when you know you've had too much rain. The corn is yellow in many spots or drowned out completely. It is surely too much of a good thing. The unfortunate thing is that there are several places in the country that could really use this extra water. There is drought and wildfires in California and Oregon, and they would gladly welcome some of our runoff if only we could give it to them. As with many things in life, the real problem is one of distribution. If we could just spread the moisture around evenly, everyone would have enough and others wouldn't have too much. We could use some of the West Coast sunshine in return for some of our rain, but we are not in control of that. But there are some areas that we are in control of when it comes to distribution. For example, even on our bad farming years, we can grow enough food in this country to feed every person and still have some left over to export. We could grow more food if we wanted by putting all the acreage into crops, by irrigating more, and by using hydroponics. But the problem would still be the same, and that would be the distribution of this food. Those with money would have plenty, and those without money would still go hungry. The early Christian church had a remedy for this inequity. They simply put all their money and possessions in one pot and let the elders distribute it as each had need. That way, everybody had what they needed. However, I'm trying to imagine the reaction of the congregation here if I were to make that suggestion for the way that we should operate today. I would be branded a communist, and of course, that's what the early Christians were, the first communists. They held everything in common. But if we're not going to go that route, we could at least be more intentional about the distribution of food and wealth. As Dolly Levi said in the movie Hello, Dolly, I believe that money is like manure. It doesn't do any good until you spread it around.